I'm by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also listener-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with annual contributions. Those of you who would like to do so, you can do so securely online at our website, krvs.org. We're about to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 10:06 with a little B.B. King to start off our last hour of the Blues Box. So, again, see you on the flip side of the news.
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Justice Department is extending federal recognition to the marriages of more than 1,000 same-sex couples in Utah, where those unions are now being challenged by the state. Here's NPR's Carrie Johnson.
Attorney General Eric Holder says about 1,000 couples who married in Utah before courts put a stop to the practice will be eligible for all federal benefits. Utah's governor says the state will not recognize those unions while lawsuits proceed, but Holder says the families should not be forced to endure uncertainty about their status as the cases move through the court system. The Obama Justice Department's been working to extend federal benefits to same-sex married couples since the Supreme Court ruled last June that Americans in legal same-sex unions are entitled to equal protection and equal treatment under law. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Target's now reporting a security breach over the holidays is affecting as many as 70 million customers, not 40 million as previously thought. The retail giant says personal information, including people's phone numbers and mailing addresses, were stolen between late November to mid-December. Last month, Target said hackers had stolen vast amounts of credit and debit card information. The GOP-dominated House has passed legislation that imposes new security requirements on the administration as it implements the Affordable Care Act. By a vote of 291 to 122, lawmakers agreed that the Secretary of Health and Human Services should notify a person within 2 business days of any security breach of personal data that was provided during the mandated health care enrollment. Democratic critics say the bill's just another scare tactic against Obamacare, and with their party in the majority in the Senate, the bill has little chance of passing that chamber. Economists are unimpressed with the latest jobs numbers. The Labor Department says employers in the U.S. added just 74,000 jobs in December. The unemployment rate went down, but NPR's John Itzy reports that's mainly because a lot more people stopped looking for work.
Analysts had expected the economy to add around 200,000 jobs in December, and there were signs the December number would be strong. For instance, recent declining claims for unemployment benefits and data showing faster economic growth. Plus, a private payroll company's survey of job growth in December showed 238,000 new jobs created. While the unemployment rate did drop sharply from 7% to 6.7%, it was largely due to 347,000 workers leaving the labor force. Some were new retirees, but many are likely job seekers leaving because it's too hard to find work. John Itzy, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks trading lower. Dow's off 40 points at 16,405. NASDAQ down 3. S&P 500 down slightly. This is NPR News. A state of emergency remains in effect in 9 West Virginia counties. The governor has dispatched the state's Department of Environmental Protection yesterday after a chemical leaked into a river and a water treatment facility in the state's capital. Dave Mistich of West Virginia Public Broadcasting brings us the latest.
The governor says the state's emergency response team has worked to develop a testing protocol and a sampling plan on the chemical at issue. Initial samples have been taken, and additional sampling and testing will continue throughout the situation. West Virginia American Water President Jeffrey McIntyre says the company was notified of the incident before noon yesterday, but believes the leak from Freedom Industries occurred before that. McIntyre says they have no timeline on when their water supply will be back. He says once the water has made its way into the distribution system, they cannot treat it. 12 5 to 7,000 gallon tanks have traveled from Pennsylvania. The company has also purchased bottled water to distribute to those affected. For NPR News, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is being sued after revelations that his staff might have intentionally created massive traffic gridlock last fall as political payback against a Democratic mayor who didn't endorse his reelection. A lawyer for six New Jersey residents says her clients were late for work and one had a panic attack that day. Well, today, state legislators said they plan to release nearly 1,000 pages relating to their investigation of that incident. Christie apologized to the public yesterday, but said he didn't do it. He blamed it on a top aide and fired her. U.S. stocks are lower with the Dow off now 40 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Warner Brothers Pictures with Her, a Spike Jonze love story that explores the evolving nature of intimacy in the modern world. Now playing in theaters.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour, at which time, at 1 o'clock, stay tuned for Nick Spitzer and American Roots. Right now, we're going to turn back to the beginning of this century, the year 2000, and listen to a collaboration between B.B. King and Eric Clapton.
I'm just a fool for messing around with you. I know I'm just a fool for messing around with you. Gonna leave you while I found you, that's what I'm gonna do. When I first met you, baby, you were really beat. You rang me as a mop from your head to your feet. I know I'm just a fool for messing around with you. I'm gonna leave you where I found you, that's what I'm gonna do. I know I'm just a fool for messing around with you. Gonna leave you where I found you, what I'm gonna do. I know I'm just a fool for messing around with you. Gonna leave you where I found you, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna leave you where I found you, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna leave you where I found you, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna leave you where I found you.
Recorded in Chicago back in 1953, that was Eddie Boyd on piano and vocals with Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitar. Eddie Boyd with a number called Just a Fool. Before hearing Eddie Boyd, we heard B.B. King and Eric Clapton from the disc Riding with the King. That one came out in 2000. And they did Help the Poor, a number that has been in the B.B. King songbook for some time. We just heard Eddie Boyd. He died in 1994. He had moved to Europe many years ago and lived there. He was living in Helsinki at the time of his death. And a few months after he died, Eric Clapton released his disc From the Cradle, which won Clapton a Grammy in the category of Best Traditional Blues. On that disc were a couple of Eddie Boyd tunes. One of them, this next one, a piece called Third Degree. Again, Eric Clapton from the disc From the Cradle.
Got me accused of murder. murder. I ain't home to man. Got me accused of forgery. I can't even write my name. Bad luck. Bad luck is killing me. I just can't stand no more of this third degree. Taxes, I ain't got a dime. Got me accused of children, and ain't every one of them was mine. Bad luck, bad luck. It's killing me. Well, I just can't stand no more of this third degree.
Thank you.
Anytime You Want, Sean Costello from his disc We Can Get Together that came out in the year 2008. Unfortunately, it was to be his last disc. He died April 16th of that year, 15th of that year. It was one day prior to his 29th birthday, died of a drug overdose. Well, what a loss. The guy was amazing talent. Before we heard Sean Costello, we heard Eric Clapton from his disc From the Cradle, a Grammy Award-winning disc. Clapton did Third Degree, an old Eddie Boyd tune. I had a request for some Robert Cray here on KRVS, so we're going to go back to 1986 and a track from his album, Strong Persuader. Here's the number that won him his second Grammy, Robert Cray with Smoking Gun.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Corey Arsenault and the Zydeco Hot Peppers, and Warren Storm with Willie T and Cypress. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters from the album Hard Again that came out in 1977, a piece called Cross-Eyed Cat. Very energetic number. James Cotton on blues harp, Muddy, of course, on guitar, as was Johnny Winters, who produced these this particular album, and a couple of others. Let me see who else. With Pine Top Perkins, of course, on piano on this number. Some really hot Muddy Waters. Before we heard Muddy Waters here on the Blues Box, we heard Robert Cray by request. We heard Robert Cray from 1986 doing his Grammy Award-winning track, Smoking Gun. Little change of pace next. We're going to venture back to March of 1952 and listen to the architect of modern blues guitar. Here is T-Bone Walker.
I've got a cold, cold feeling. It's just like ice around my heart. I've got a cold, cold feeling. It's just like ice around my heart. I know I'm gonna quit somebody every time that feeling starts. You treat me like a prisoner because my hands are tied. Everything you do to me, yes, it's tacking up inside. It's a cold, cold feeling. It's just like ice around my heart. I know I'm gonna quit somebody every time that feeling starts. Blind, but I can see. There's a change in me, baby. Once I was blind, but now I can see. I'm gonna put down everybody, baby, that ever made a fool of me.
Realtor Dave Spezzali, located at Century 21 Action Realty, 4023 Ambassador Caffrey, Suite 110. For all of your real estate needs, Dave's cell number is 337-288-8171.
Well, it rained 5 days, skies turned dark as night. Rain 5 days, skies turned dark as night. Trouble taking place
in that low, low land that night. You know it's thunder and lightning, and the wind began to blow. Thunder and lightning, and the wind began to blow. You know there were thousands of people that didn't have no place to go. I'd rather be a catfish swimming in a deep blue, in the meat of floating boat behind a submarine. I'd rather be a catfish swimming in a deep blue sea. Then to go back to that country and be treated like they want to treat for me. Backwater Blue told me to pack my things and go. Backwater Blues done told me, pack my things and go. Because my house is washed away and I just can't live down there no more.
Memphis Slim on piano and vocals with his rendition of a tune that Bessie Smith made famous, Backwater Blues. Before we heard Memphis Slim, we heard T-Bone Walker from March of 1952 doing Cold, Cold Feeling. That tune was written by Jessie Mae Robinson. She was a really, really quite a fine composer. Originally from Texas, she settled in the L.A. area. She wrote all sorts of great R&B numbers. Double Crossing Blues, which of course took Little Esther Phillips to the top of the charts. Also, Sneaking Around, B.B. King did that one. Black Knight, which Charles Brown recorded. And a number of others have also recorded. Old Maid Boogie, Eddie Vincent did that one. Blue Light Boogie, Louis Jordan. She was a really great composer. You see her name listed on a number of sort of classic old blues and R&B tunes, but others, she really doesn't get much credit historically, or not much is really ever said about her, which is a shame because she was quite a talent. We're going to turn now to another pianist, blues pianist. This one has been very, very highly respected in the blues. We're talking about Big Maceo Merriweather, originally from Georgia, moved to Detroit, ultimately to Chicago. We're going to listen to him recorded back in 1941 along with Tampa Red on guitar. This is his best-known piece. Ray Charles and all sorts of people have covered this one over the years. Big Maceo Merriweather with Worried Life Blues.
Oh Lordy long, it hurts me so bad for us to part. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So many nights I've been worried and grieving my life alone. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So many days since you went away, I had to worry both night and day. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
No, boy, I ain't gonna worry my life no more. Yeah, yeah.
I go, how much I love you, nobody knows. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So that's my story. This is all I got to say to you. Goodbye, baby, and I don't care what you do. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
But you won't be there. You don't know how to be on the square. Have your fun, baby, if you must. Before I'll have a woman I can't trust, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log.
Recorded in Chicago back in 1939, that was The Cats and a Fiddle doing what was basically the original I'll Drink Muddy Waters. The lines of that tune, of course, go back a lot farther than that, at least as far as Jimmy Rogers, the yodeling brakeman. But the song, this is basically where it came from. Austin Powell was one of the vocalists and played that very sweet-sounding tenor guitar. Before we heard Cats and a Fiddle, we heard Big Maceo Merriweather with Tampa Red from 1941 during Worried Life Blues. Next here on KRVS, Tampa Red. Tampa Red on guitar with Turpentine Blues from 1932.
Turpentines are right, providing that wedges are good. Turpentine is all right, providing that wedges are good. But I can make more money now out somewhere chopping cordwood. Turpentine business ain't like it used to be. Turpentine business ain't like it used to be. I can't make enough money now to even get on a spree. I ain't gonna work no more. I tell you the reason why. I ain't gonna work no more. Tell you the reason why. Because everybody wants to sell and nobody wants to buy. You can work in the field, you can work at the sawmill too. You can work at the sawmill too. But you can't make no money at nothing you try to do. So Lordy, please tell me what we Turpentine people are gonna do. Lordy, please tell me what we Turpentine people gonna do. We may work one week, but we got to lay off a month or two. Turpentine is like dice to shoot you up on the dew. Turpentine is just like dice to shoot you up on the dew. That's the reason why I got those turpentine blues. Looking like a nature boy.
yes I do. She's a real good love and I don't want anybody. Boy, she bought a sack of flour night we had a date. Before she got home, she baked a cake. She's a hot little mama, lover, yes I do. She's a real good love and I don't want anybody new.
Mary Jo, a number that took the Four Blazes up to the top of the charts in 1952. That was Floyd McDaniel on guitar on that particular track. Tampa Red preceded the Four Blazes. We heard Tampa from 1932. Tampa Red doing Turpentine Blues. Tampa Red, the guitar wizard. That about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. Good music is coming your way in a few minutes on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by a program hosted by Roger Cash, Freetown Radio. Then music continues on KRVS at 7 tonight, Big Band Swings with Lee Kleinpeter, and then at Joanna Devine at 9 o'clock with Avalon Variety Hour, James Van Way at 10 p.m. tonight with Big Band Swings. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service for the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and this program is made possible in part from a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and also by listeners like you. To take us on up to the top of the hour in American Roots, music from Terry Robb on guitar, a little take on a number that John Hurt recorded. Buck Dance. Have a great weekend.
Poppy Tooker, host of the weekly show Louisiana Eats. Each week we'll meet farmers, fishers, chefs, and home cooks who provide the special ingredients that make our food so distinctive. We'll keep you up to date with national and local food trends and share recipe tricks and tips along the way. Please join us Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. for Louisiana Eats, edible content for Louisiana food lovers, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.